WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're diving deep today into something that can really weigh us down. Guilt. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of mistakes, regrets, and should-haves? You know that feeling when you replay past conversations, actions, or even just thoughts over and over in your head, wishing you could hit the rewind button. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Holding on to guilt doesn't change the past. It just poisons our present and steals our joy. Today, we're talking about how to let go of that baggage and embrace forgiveness both for ourselves and others. Because trust me, freedom starts on the inside. So, let's unpack this whole guilt thing. First things first, understand that guilt is often a misdirected emotion. It arises when we believe we've fallen short of some internal or external standard. But here is the kicker. Those standards are often unrealistic or even downright toxic. We get caught up comparing ourselves to others, judging ourselves based on past expectations, or letting societal pressures dictate our worth. Remember this, you're a human, and humans make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. Secondly, guilt thrives on dwelling in the past. The more we ruminate over what could have been or should have been, the heavier that backpack gets. But here's a game changer. Focusing on the present moment is your escape route. Engage your senses, be mindful of your surroundings, and actively choose to direct your energy towards what you can control right now. Now, forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful actions. It's about releasing yourself from the prison of anger and resentment. When we hold on to grudges, we're essentially giving those who wronged us power over our emotions. Forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love that frees you to move forward with clarity and compassion. Think of it like this. Imagine carrying around a heavy stone. Holding on to that anger is like lugging that stone everywhere you go, weighing you down. Letting go of the grudge is like dropping the stone, releasing yourself from the burden. But here's the thing about forgiveness. It takes practice. Start by acknowledging your feelings, don't try to suppress them. Then, try to understand the situation from different perspectives. This doesn't mean excusing harmful actions, but it can help you cultivate empathy and break down walls of resentment. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to heal, grow, and step into your power. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant woman I know who was struggling with intense guilt over a past mistake at work. She'd replay the event in her mind constantly, berating herself for what she perceived as an error in judgment. This self-criticism was eating away at her confidence and happiness. After some soul-searching and honest conversations with trusted friends, Sarah realized that holding onto this guilt wasn't serving anyone, least of all herself. She made a conscious decision to forgive herself. She acknowledged the mistake, learned from it, and moved on. The weight lifted, her energy shifted, and she rediscovered her passion for what she did. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that letting go of guilt and embracing forgiveness is not just an abstract concept, it's a tangible path towards healing, growth, and true freedom. So, how can you start your own journey to release the grip of guilt? Begin by identifying those areas where you're carrying the most weight. Maybe it's a past relationship, a career misstep, or even just a persistent sense of self-criticism. Once you pinpoint those sources, try practicing mindfulness, bringing your attention to the present moment and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When guilt creeps in, acknowledge it, but don't let it define you. Remember, you're worthy of love and forgiveness starting with yourself. This is your daily reminder. You're capable of so much more than being held back by the weight of the past. Let go of the guilt, embrace forgiveness, and step into the power of your present moment. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And remember, we're all in this together, let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, find your control, and embrace the courage to live your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.